Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. It's Sam Crowley. I'm looking at the calendar. What's it say? What's it say? Wait for it. August 19th, 2017. It is Saturday, the greatest day on the calendar. Every day is Saturday. I'm fired up. I'm focused. You know where I'm at right now? I'll give you 1,000 guesses, and you will never guess, so I'll tell you anyway. I'm in a Kohl's parking lot. That's right. Yours truly, your humble host of the number one motivational podcast. Shops at Kohl's with Kohl's Cash and the Kohl's card. The only difference is I pay the Kohl's card off each month, so I don't incur that 20% interest. But I'm looking, I think I'm staring right down the barrel of $30 in cold cash, of Kohl's cold cash, actually, as well. So what am I going to do? I think I'm going to buy me a nice set of kicks, man. Get a nice set of cross-training sneakers to get out and about while the weather's still nice here in Southwest Ohio. Run. I'm doing my grizzly bear runs every morning. It's amazing. If you don't know what those are, you can check me out on Instagram. Every day is Saturday on Instagram. All one word. And dive back maybe to July. You'll see I did a little segment there. It's nothing more than sprinting as fast as you possibly can before you lose your lunch. Stop. Wait. Rest a little bit. Do it again. I do it after I run 4 miles. So even then, it just burns the fat, man. I mean, it takes all of that fat. Buddy of mine, Dr. Thomas Tadlock, he's not really a doctor. Thomas Tadlock, the vegan bodybuilder, says it helps get rid of that UAF. And silly me, I said, what's the UAF? He said, the upper ass fat. I said, hey, I'm sold, man. Whatever gets rid of that, if I got it, it's gone. It melts it right off, as well as the belly as well. Try it. Go for your normal whatever you run, or even if you speed walk, whatever it is. And then at the end, just go as fast as you can for 20 seconds. Stop. Take a breath, man. I'm not a doctor, okay? So please consult your cardiologist before trying any strenuous exercise. And then do it again. I do it about 5, 6, 8 times after my 4 mile run. Like I said, right? I just know when I'm done. When I'm done, my body's like, dude, you do it one more time, and I'm going to stop the old ticker, okay? So you're done. And I'm done. And then I don't eat ever before I run. And then that melts it and just gets it going, man. It's like a candle wick in the wax, man. It literally melts the fat right off. You like wine? Have some wine. You like beer and nachos? Have it the night before, but just don't eat. And then go run, and then do your grizzly bear runs. And you can thank me later about that. And then don't eat maybe for an hour afterwards. Just drink a lot of water. Your body isn't going to want to eat right after doing that type of cardio. It's just not. You'll get sick if you do. And then like 90 minutes later, have your green smoothie or have a salad, just something light. And then dive into dinner and you're done. I'm telling you, I eat once a day. I eat a huge, and I mean monstrous, late lunch, early dinner. And I'm good. And so that's kind of where I'm at. Kohl's, getting the shoes. I really do want to thank everybody as well. Man, Instagram, I got to check those direct messages. I'm getting so many great messages on Instagram. If you're on there, check me out every day of Saturday, all one word. Send me a message. Let me know you're listening to the show. Twitter as well. So many new listeners. I mean, it's amazing. We've been doing this 12, 13 years and still more new listeners now than ever before. Hey, you want in on some inside info? Little bit on the on ahead of the news here. Momentum Club. I'm going to say those two words. It means nothing to you right now. It's going to mean everything in a couple of weeks. It is the new community that I'm launching called the Momentum Club. Breaking news. That's right. Uncle Mo is coming to your town. If you love momentum, and who doesn't? then get after this in a big way. I'm going to have an early bird registration, and I am committed to this. I am committed to this. I am fascinated. I'm obsessed. I eat, drink, and sleep the art of momentum. I study people who have momentum. I'm going to interview people that have momentum on this show as well. But the Momentum Club is going to be the tools that you need to stay inspired, to stay motivated, and also some tangible items. We're going to blow it up inside our Facebook group as well to keep you with momentum. I'm telling you right now, decide, commit, success. Those three steps, okay? Decide, commit, success. It will happen for you. Here's the problem, though. Between decide and commit, a little bit of a gap for most people. To me, that's the three steps. And look, entrepreneurship, it ain't easy. Nobody ever said it would be easy, though. I've just always said it'd be worth it. I mean, I can't imagine. I am psychologically unemployable. I cannot imagine working for anybody else. I don't take orders very well. That's a problem if you ever desire to have a boss, which I don't. I don't take orders very well. I'm kind of a free spirit, flying out there, throwing stuff against the wall. I'm kind of like the crash test dummy for entrepreneurs. I'm not even that smart. And it's great. Do you know how empowering it is to not be intelligent and to own a business and have success? It's so empowering. You know how empowering it is to have MBAs and PhDs working with you and for you? And you couldn't spell cat at one point in your life unless somebody gave you the C and the A to kind of get going? Talk about momentum. I needed all of that and more to get going. Decide. Step one, will you make a decision? I've had a number of emails, and you know who you are that have sent me emails. You quit your job. You're going for it. And I wish I could name you by name. I apologize. Maybe it's because I'm staring at a big tree in front of Kohl's right now and watching all these people at the same time, miserable with all these bags of stuff they don't even need walking out. I got my Kohl's cash. I'm getting these sneakers for free, or else I wouldn't even be in Kohl's. And my shirts are $4 off the rack. But decide. Just decide. You know who you are, the ones that have sent me an email in the past month saying, I quit my job. I'm going for my dream. I quit my job. I gave my notice. That's great. Make a decision. Follow that up with commitment. You got to commit to it, man. It's going to be tough. You're going to wake up and you're going to have that cup of coffee and you're going to be staring at that cup of coffee thinking, now what? What the hell do I do now? I mean, I don't have anybody to tell me where to go, what to do, what time to be there, a meeting I got to be. The good news is I'm free. The bad news is I'm free. I remember when I went away to college at the Pennsylvania State University, Barron Campus, Erie, PA, August of 1986. I will never forget. I called my mom from the Country Fair payphone, which is a mini mart in Erie, Pennsylvania, just to check in. It was 11 o'clock at night. I walked up. Do you guys even know what payphones are? Some of you that aren't even old enough to remember, we used to put a dime in this little slot on a phone that had a wire attached to it. We'd actually speak into it. Isn't that amazing? And you would get so much time. Actually, I called collect. You even know what a collect call is? You have a collect call from, okay, state your name.
Sam Crowley.
Will you accept the charges? Yes, my mom. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, mom, just checking in. She's like, yeah, that's great. I mean, I love it, but you don't have to check in. And she was kind of still. She had cried, I think, all day. Her baby went away to college. The youngest of eight went away to college. I'm like, I'm free, man. I hung up the phone. She's like, she's right, man. I missed the crap out of my hometown. I missed out on my mom, but I don't have to call. You're telling me, seriously, I'm telling you, this was like giving matches to a freaking pyromaniac, man. I don't have to ever check in with anybody to let them know where I'm at and what time I'll be home. Good Lord. Does anybody even realize how bad that can turn out for somebody like me? And boy, did it. Once that hit me my first night, anyway, I think it might have even taken until my second night at college to realize I didn't have to check in anymore. Forget it. Just, and then combine that with my roommate saying, dude, it's a 30-week party with a $6,000 cover charge. You win? Like, oh, God, this is incredible. Good. If this is heaven, give me all this and more. But that's, you got to commit to it. You know, you got to commit to it. The good news is you're free now. You quit your job, for example. You've gone for this business. But the bad news is you're in charge. You're the one on that college campus at orientation, and the parents just wave bye-bye, and you're thinking, oh, my God, I never got to check in again. And now what do? Oh, my God, I never got to check in with my boss again. Yeah, well, you're the boss. You better check in with yourself regularly. How you doing? First thing you got to do, get moving. Go running, get exercise in the morning. As an at-home entrepreneur, I can assure you, Nothing kickstarts my day like a kick in the backside. And that is what I do to myself, whether it's at the gym. No, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I've looked pretty damn good for 49 years old. Thank you very little. And no, I'm not Ronaldo Nehemiah, but I can run pretty damn fast for a 49-year-old white guy, okay? So that gets me going. It gets the juices flowing, and my mind gets working a lot better. Do that, okay? Commit. Decide. Remember, decision means nothing in and of itself. Three frogs on a log. Two of them decide to jump. How many are left? Three. What do you mean? Two of them decided to jump. Yeah, they decided. They didn't actually jump. You got to jump. And then you'll have the success. Whatever success means to you. I don't know what it means. Maybe making, look, you want to be independently wealthy and your bills are $1,000 a month. You got $3,000 coming in every month passively. You're independently wealthy. You're better off than almost anybody that's ever walked the planet, that's ever tried to do what you do. So don't put the pressure on yourself to be a multimillionaire. Be wealthy in the spirit, man. Be wealthy in the soul. And I'm not giving you just a bunch of motivational BS. I really mean that. Because if you got money and you're miserable, you're like every other rich person I've ever met. These people I share the stage with or these events I go to got a lot of money, but they're in one city one night, another city another night. They don't even have time to enjoy the money that they're making. Me? Come on, man. I'm on the farm. I got my new, I don't even know what you call this hat. What's it called? It's called a solar escape. I'm looking at it right now. It looks like Crocodile Dundee. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Crocodile Dundee's hat. That's what I'm wearing right now. Can you imagine? You need to envision this. Create this word picture in your mind. Yours truly, the motivational podcaster, sitting in Kohl's parking lot in the Crowley Roadster, with the Mick Dundee, Crocodile Dundee hat on, screaming into his cell phone just to get this podcast to you. All right? Can you envision that? That's success to me. I know I've arrived because I look like a complete doofus and I'm loving life. I've never been so damn happy. It's like I ate a banana sideways.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.